Do your words and actions in front of people and behind their back match up with Jesus's love? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. In high school, my best friend's phone number and a girl in my youth group's number were right next to each other in my contacts. I meant to send a pretty unflattering text about her to my friend, but I didn't realize I chose the wrong person and went to her instead. I won't be overdramatic and say my whole life ended right there, but it did cause a lot of hurt for her, and it made for some pain in our small youth group too. Our words can hurt, but they can heal too. How you choose your words and your actions should be a reflection of your identity in Jesus and His love for you and others. So let's get into it some more today in Chocolate Without Sugar by A.W. Smith. Have you ever tasted unsweetened chocolate? By itself, chocolate is very bitter. When a dessert recipe calls for unsweetened cocoa powder or baking chocolate, it will also call for a sweetener, usually sugar, to take away some of the bitterness. Like chocolate, things we say can be bitter too. Have you ever been kind and polite while talking to someone face to face, and maybe even done nice things for them, but then used bitter words behind their back? It's easy to do this to people at school, work, church, and even to friends. But that's not how Jesus calls His people to live. Our words should match our actions. We can't show love to people through one, but not the other. Think about it this way. If you try to make a chocolate cake without any sweetener, it might look good at first, but the taste would be all wrong. Chocolate needs to be sweetened to taste good, and our actions and words need to be sweetened too. Sweetened with love, compassion, and genuine kindness to show others the love of Jesus. As 1 Corinthians 13 says, all the good works in the world mean nothing if they're not done out of love. It's important to remember, nobody's perfect. We aren't, and neither are the people we're tempted to speak bitter words about. Yet Jesus shows love to all of us through both His words and His actions. The Bible recounts many of the things Jesus said during His ministry on earth. And in fact, all of Scripture speaks of God's love for us. And God has also shown His love to us in countless ways, from Genesis all the way through Revelation and in our own lives. In His ultimate expression of love, Jesus died on the cross for our sins so we could be saved. Then He was raised from the dead, defeating sin and bitterness forever. It's only because Jesus has lavished His love upon us that we can show His love to others, like 1 John 3:1 says and 1 John 4:19 says. Since we've been forgiven, bitterness has no place in the way we treat each other. It's not okay to be patient and helpful to someone's face, but then talk about them behind their back. Instead, we're called to show love through both what we do and what we say. How sweet it is when we use our words to build others up and benefit those who hear us. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Have you ever been uplifted by sweet words that reminded you of Jesus's love? Consider taking a moment to thank God for this and maybe thank the person who said those words too. And as you and I can read in Ephesians 4, 29 through 31, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. Get rid of all bitterness. And see for yourself what God says in Proverbs 16, 24, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 7, and Ephesians 4, 29 through 32, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries, and I want to help you start this new year off with some encouragement. Just think about how many times do you pick up your phone or check your lock screen? How about adding some encouragement to that with verse picks from Unlocked? Each quarter gets a new custom artwork with a theme verse to remind you of God's love for you. Check them out and download them at unlocked.org/versepicks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's always nice to have something to look forward to. And if you're a Christian, you'll always have something big. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.